Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All righty, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we have our favorite engineer, Mr. Alan.
Woo, woo, woo.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you, girls.
Oh, you guys.
I hope you have a great day out there today, Alan.
I know. What a blessing. Last week it was Mommy's birthday, and we partied. We had a great birthday party for her and ate good food and at Two Saints Restaurant. Shout out to Two Saints Restaurant for welcoming us in right off of 103rd. We sang, we danced, we had church. It was just an amazing, amazing birthday party. Right, Mommy?
Yes, it was.
And I just kept getting all these messages on my Facebook. Does your mom ever age? She just looks younger and younger. So I said, what a blessing that as she's just aging gracefully, God is keeping her, and that she just looks so beautiful. It was such a beautiful day.
It was really a great day, and I hope you have a great day as well, Alan.
Yeah, you deserve it. So like we do every week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. Go ahead and take it away, Mommy.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone out there in radio land. And we just come today. Here we are again, thanking God for another day to glorify his holy name. We come today to give God honor, glory, and praise. And I'm just so truly grateful just to be here another year. And I tell God, thank you. And today we're going to have a scripture from Philippians 4:13. It's a familiar scripture. A lot of us can quote it. It's a short scripture. But it says, but we have to make it personal. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, and when we come to that revelation and that personal commitment and knowing, believing, and trusting God, trusting the Holy Spirit who lives in us to strengthen us in any and everything that we need to accomplish in life, then we can truly do it. But it says, I can do. So we have to have that confession of faith every day about what we can do. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I like Maya Angelou. I'm always quoting some of her quotes. But she says, we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. So just remember that. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. We're going to have some battles that we must fight, you know. But we are overcomers. And just remember that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we love you guys out there. And we thank you for following us on our journey. Hope you all have a blessed and wonderful day. Take it away, Star.
All righty, guys. Well, we have had an awesome week so far, getting an awesome summer so far. We're getting ready for back to school time, and a lot of you guys know that we've partnered up with a couple other families, and we started our own school called Sunlight Christian Academy, and it's an awesome school for children that have special needs. And it's just such a safe place, and we just love it so much. And we were able to get some new students registered this week. It's been an amazing week. Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people looking for the best place for their children to be able to get educated. And I think that, you know, as we get ready for back to school time, I think it's best that you guys do your research, you know, and really dig deep and go from school to school to try to figure out where it's going to be the best place for your child to get educated, because every child learns differently and you have to embrace your child's best way of learning. So some kids are going to do better in a classroom setting with fewer kids. Some do better with one-on-one. Some do better with a lot of sensory. So you're going to have to find what your child's best way of learning is, and then you have to tap into that teaching style with your particular school. And I know we've done before several shows on education, the IEP process, and homeschool, private school, public school, it's your choice. So we always try to give you guys the information on how you and your children, how it can be best beneficial for them to be educated. But I think it's so key to know that you do have a choice and know that every child does learn differently. And when you can really embrace that, I think you can tap into what's going to be the best for them. And so if you are one of those parents out there that's looking for a school for your child, we welcome you to come check us out. We're Sunlight Christian Academy, and you can look us up on Facebook. That's Sunlight, S-O-N-L-I-G-H-T. I think that God's son is the thing that makes us so special, because we recognize the true son. And so we love the Lord, and we love our kids that we have at our school, and we are doing our best to be able to let them be educated in the way that they can learn. So it's awesome, and we're growing, and we're just excited about being able to help other families that have children with exceptional needs. And these children, you know, I always say a lot of times they're so easy to fall through the crack if you don't pay attention to help them get what they need. And at our school, they're able to get the one-on-one that they need. They're able to learn the way they learn, and it's awesome to watch them grow. And I'm so proud of Gabe this year, you know, for the first time this year. I mean, we can say, Gabe, put your shoes on, and he can put his shoes on. So, I mean, to someone that might seem like a little thing, but to us, it's humongous. It's so huge for him to be able to do that independently. And he's able to do that. He's able to be more potty trained, because those are the things that we focus on day in and day out. And the school, the home, the therapist, and everybody's on one accord. And we have more control over that because of the education. So it's very exciting. So yeah. Anyway, without saying, I mean, do you want to chime in and say anything about the school, Mommy?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I think it's very important when we do select a school for our children, because, you know, their well-being is so important. And mm-hmm. just having a safe place for them, because, you know, sometimes we think the school is, you know, really a great school. And sometimes we put our kids in harm's way because we don't really, you know what's going on in the inside. Everything looks good on the outside, and we hear all these good things about it. But we need to go in and make sure that we're placing them in a safe place to protect them, because, you know, there could be bullies, and, you know, the teachers could be, you know, I mean, I'm not known to say the teachers, but there's bullies, and they come in all safe sizes and positions, you know. So we just want to make sure that our kids are in a safe place and, you know, just find a good fit for them where you can have peace of mind and where your children can go and learn and to be the best that they can be in the environment that we place them in.
Right.
Because we're entrusted to be good parents, you know, for our children. So that's all I have.
And that's so key, too. And, you know, like I hadn't let Gabriel even go to ABA therapy, like an office setting, for so long, because I'm like, I need to be able to see. You know, it's almost like you develop this whole smother mother thing, and I didn't want to be a smother mother, but I want to know what y'all are doing. I need to be able to see how y'all are doing things. And but now we do let Gabriel go to the ABA therapy office, and they're awesome with him. And the way I know he loves it so much is when I go back to pick him up, he never wants to leave. He like runs back in, and he wants to go, you know, so he loves it there. And, you know, that's really the kind of environment that you want your kids to be in, is a place that they love it. And even though he's nonverbal, I know that he's happy there. I know he loves it there, because whatever, it's time to go bye-bye, he runs back the opposite way and wants to go back in there and play in the ball pit, go on the trampoline, you know, and he just loves it, and he loves them. So it's an awesome, awesome ABA company, Growing Minds Outside the Box. Shout out to them, too. You know, when you find good companies, you just love them and you stick with them, you know. And when the kids are growing and making progress, that is what all that matters. So I love the ABA company. They really need our children at the point of their need. And, you know, I love that about growing minds outside the box. They're not just so caught up into their paperwork and doing all these stats. And that's what a lot of ABA companies, you know, they have to do all their documentation, which is nothing wrong with documentation, but they never put the documentation over the child. And I appreciate that with them. When they're with him, they don't have their hands on ink pens and pencils trying to keep track of this and that and everything. They have their hands on the kid, not hands on an ink pen, hands on a pencil, trying to write all this stuff down. And I mean, I used to be so nervous with that because I'm like, you're so worried about taking notes. The kid could fall on the pencil, you know. So anyway, so I just...
I think also, just to chime in on that, like you said earlier, being on one accord and, you know,
right.
everyone on the same page working toward the same goal. And I
right.
think that's key.
And they do that. They want to work with the families to make sure that that we are on the same page. We're constantly having meetings with the school, with the even with our other outside therapists to make sure that we're all on the same page, that we're all working on the same signs, you know. And because of what he's learned with his teacher at school, Mrs. Bartlett, and his grandma at home, guess what? He's signing independently for music. He's playing his drums. So he's just doing so much, 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 much better than he I know Gabriel is just doing so much better in every area. He's excelling. And, you know, I just am so proud of him to see some of the things that he's accomplishing, just signing and doing more signs and, you know, utilizing his textbook. And that's because we're on the same page with the therapist and we stay
yeah.
on top of it. And I can really see a huge difference. And then he's getting older. And I think that has a lot to do with it, too. If you're a mom out there that has a child that you might be feeling frustrated, like you're hitting a brick wall or whatever. You know, I felt like that for so many years. But as everybody needs to say, when they get older, they calm down. And I'm like, oh, no, it's never going to calm down, you know.
But they do. I mean, you find ways to keep them calm. And Gabriel
yeah.
loves to swim, and he loves his music, and he loves to play with his balls, and he loves to run. So you find those things that really put your child in a happy place where they can still learn in a learn happy place with a learning environment that's going to help keep them calm. I think that's key too, you know. But we let him go swimming, like I said, and you know that he just loves his music. He just gets saturated in his music and he loves to swim. So those are calming things for him, happy places.
Yeah, those
so
are.
We can teach him how to count in those happy places and dance. You know, we can get our PE in those happy places, you know, the music.
Oh,
you know?
Tell him about those beautiful spins. I mean, he's looking like Alvin and Ailey over here. He's got the most beautiful spins.
He has such great form, and he does spins and he on one leg even. And then he takes the one leg that's off the ground and kind of touches it like a ballerina type thing, but a
yeah.
dancer, like a professional dancer. Like,
yeah.
wow. How did he learn how to do all that? You know, but it's in him. There's just so many gifts and things within us that we haven't tapped into. But he's
right.
tapping into things that we've never even been able to tap into.
Yeah.
So just find those things that where your child can just, you know, tap into his best self, you know, and help him stay always just keep him in a calm, you know, environment, a safe environment. I think that's just so key. But he is
yeah.
accelerating, you know, and we see just the little things. Make our heart happy. The littlest of
they
things.
Do.
Sometimes
they make us so happy.
Yeah.
They make us so happy. Yeah. So the name of our school, again, is Sunlight Christian Academy. The name of the therapy company that we use is called Growing Minds Outside the Box. They're fantastic, fabulous. And like I said, they meet us at the point of our need. We've been, if we want to go to the beach, they'll be right in the ocean with them. If we're out in the RV, they'll come to the RV with us. I mean, they will meet you wherever you are. And that is one of the things I love the most. And then they're able to see. They get into the pool with them. They get into all these different environments, and they're able to see what areas that he loves the most. And they're able to get and build language and great in communication and off of those happy places, just like mommy said. So So those are a couple great things, and those are how we're winning. We're going to go ahead and play a song right now. Alan, let's go ahead and play Are You Ready to Win?
Give me 2 seconds.
Yes.
All right.
Because we're winning, and you guys stay tuned, because after this song, we're going to give you some summer savings, some money-saving tips that we're utilizing. It's back to school time, so we want to make sure we show you how to make your money stretch as well. So we're going to talk about that after.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am.
So ready. So let's jump on your turn around and spin. Get ready to win.
Be prepared, cause everywhere you're watching us. Try to get our next move, but they can't.
Guys, I hope you are ready to win out there. We are. Yes. And we're winning. And you guys, we want to give you guys some tips and some strategies on how you can definitely make your summer money stretch. I know summertime can be a little crazy for some people because they might not get as many hours in the summer, especially for teachers that maybe, I know some teachers don't get paid in the summer, some do, but for those who don't, you have to learn how to stretch it. I know that sometimes people have more work in the fall than in the summer, so for whatever reason, any time of year is good to make your money stretch. And for the summer, you guys, some things that we've been doing, and really it's not just for the summer. I mean, we always do these things, but one of the things that I know that we've done so far is to continue to check, like, the coupons that come in the mail, the advertisements that come in the mail. And just, I know a lot of times we're quick to throw those right away, the little circulars that come in the weekly mail every week. But I just take a second and I flip through some of those circulars. And I take a look in there and I look to see what's on sale. And, you know, just saving $5 off of my favorite protein drink or $3 off of this item that I use all the time, that adds up. Because I remember one of my girlfriends, her mom said, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep, right? And so, especially having a child with special needs, it costs so much more money than if you have a child that can tell you they want to eat a cheeseburger and french fries versus you have to buy cheeseburger nuggets, this, that, and the other, trying to figure out what they're going to eat. So I know that if I can save money in one area, that really does help me in the other areas. And so, but taking a look at those circulars has helped a lot. And then, of course, Mommy's going to tell you about the way that she loves to save money when we shop for clothes. So go ahead, Mommy.
Well, I don't know what your favorite store is, but we have a lot of favorite stores. We shop all over, but we mostly go to the store that starts with a K.
Kohl's.
Yeah, it's close. It's convenient. Some friends that got us going there, and we just have never stopped, you know. And they keep you coming, and the way they keep you coming is because they're always giving you Kohl's cash when you go over there and buy things. You know, they always give you incentives and cash rewards. You get your rewards points accumulated. So you can save that away, and then they give you cash when you spend so much money. So it always keeps you, it baits you, and it hooks you, and it always keeps you coming back fishing for those good deals, you know. But I've saved a lot of money. And then what excites me is after the ring up my purchases, it says, you saved $517 this trip. So, you know, each trip is different, but I go there and I see savings. You know, I wouldn't have ever been able to go to Kohl's and spend no $500 or $600 or $700 or $800. I wouldn't have wanted to do that. But learn how to be thrifty shoppers, you know, and then you can use that other extra money that you would have had or spent there on something else. You know,
right.
Put in a savings account and plan for a trip or just do all kinds of other things. You can stretch
right.
your money, learn how to
you really
stretch
can.
Your money. And you can even, they have, their clothes are even cheaper than the thrift store.
They
you know.
Are cheaper than the thrift store. And one of my favorite things about Kohl's and one of my best memories about Kohl's is that when we went on our family vacation, we were able to buy everybody in our family, which I think it was almost 20 of us. We took like almost 20 of these same print dresses, and we had them in every size from extra small to 3X. And I'm telling you, guess what? Our family, we rocked them. We have the most beautiful family pictures, and we got all these dresses from Kohl's. They're like $50 dresses, and I think average that we paid for them were like $6.
Yeah.
So that's one of our favorite memories. But just doing those special things, being able to make your money stretch. People always tell me how nice Gabriel looks. They're always trying to make sure he looks nice, that he's clean and well-groomed and everything. And a lot of times he might have on some Kohl's shirt that cost me maybe $2 or $3. And then I got 30% off of that. And then, you know, some pants that I got from Kohl's. And, I mean, it's just about being smart, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And buy only what you need. Don't be crazy and buy up a whole bunch of stuff like we do. But buy what you need. And if you need a little bit more, you can, you know, if you don't need it, you can always bless others. And that's another thing that we do as well. So it's always good to have those good savings, because if you save money on your clothes, you save money in these other areas. Like Mommy said, you can save it and put it in a savings account,
right.
Save for a family vacation, and do all kinds of other fun stuff that
Sears,
you want to do for the summer.
JCPenney's, all these other stores out there have great sales going on this
they
time
do.
Of year. So try to make your money stretch. There's a whole lot of the stores out there this time of year that wants your money. So try to be a thrifty shopper and try to get more for your dollars.
I got so sad one time. I was at Kohl's and this lady had like three items and her bill was like $150. I'm like, oh my gosh, what did she buy? You know,
she had three pieces.
She had like three pieces, and I'm like, she
we had four or five bags.
We left four or five bags.
Less than 150.
Yeah. So anyway, but just learn how to be a thrifty shopper. And if you guys need some assistance with that, reach out to us because we love shopping. We call it our retail therapy, and we will love to show you how you can save some money on buying clothes. Because they really, you know, it's always great to look nice and feel your best, but you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. So we would love to help you. You can look at some of our videos. We have a lot of videos online under Starfields on YouTube, and you can see all of our shopping experiences, and we have so much fun. So hopefully
we call those our retail. That's our retail. I was going to tell them that's our retail therapy.
Yeah,
that's how we get our therapy.
That's how we get ours.
Okay, that's how we get ours.
Yeah, Gaby gets his ABA therapy, his speech therapy, his occupational therapy, and then we get our retail therapy, and it benefits the whole family from here to Kansas and beyond. So, all righty, guys. So we hope that you guys have enjoyed our show today. If you want more information on what we do to be a blessing and be a part of our community, you can reach out to us at www.giveawayfoundation.org. You can also email our giveaway office at info@giveawayfoundation.org. If you would love to partner up with us and come be a part of some of the great things that we're doing, we'd love for you to do that. You can find out more information, like I said, at giveawayfoundation.org. This week, I will be singing at the Mandarin Library program that I'm working with, singing with Star, going into the libraries. I'm going into the schools and do singing with Star, and it's so much fun to be able to let the children lift up their voices and build confidence through singing. And I love that program. I love working with children with special needs and just teaching them how to build that confidence and how to use their voice. And I've been getting so many amazing, amazing reports from parents and therapists on how the program is benefiting the children. So if you'd like to partner with us, we would love for you to do so. And you can do so by visiting www.giveawayfoundation.org. Or to donate, you can go to www.giveawayfoundation.org and click that donate button. We love you guys. Thanks for following us on our journey. And we are ready
to win. Bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.
Ready to win.